Now, Karen, what are you finding?
Today's message will be delivered by Pastor Dan, and Karen will be translating into Cantonese. The topic is Invisible Spiritual Truth.
Good morning once again. Can we pray together before we begin? Our Father God, we commit our time now to you. Please take captive our thoughts and all the feelings in our hearts so that our attention may be turned now to your word, so that we may be shaped by what you have to say to us this morning. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Does anyone remember the crazy thunderstorm that we had here in Sydney a couple of weeks ago?
你記得早幾個禮拜嗰場好厲害嘅風暴嗎？
Three Wednesdays ago, around 8 p.m. in the evening, my wife and I were just tucking our kids into bed.
3個禮拜前嘅星期三，大約夜晚8點，我同太太啱啱準備氹啲小朋友瞓覺。
Now, no sooner as had I finished kissing my son on the forehead and giving my daughter her little Mau Mau soft toy, do I hear a low, menacing rumble come from outside.
我啱啱咧先錫完個仔，又將佢妹妹最中意嘅貓貓公仔俾咗佢。突然之間就聽到出面傳嚟一陣又低沉又詭異嘅隆隆聲。
I look up towards the window just in time to see a blazing rectangle of pure white flash and then disappear into the darkness.
我即刻向窗外面望，就見到一道刺眼嘅白光閃過，跟住咧就消失喺黑暗入面。
Just a few seconds later, crack, I hear a thunderous explosion followed by the howling of angry winds and violent rain, and I felt the house shake.
幾秒之後就砰一聲，跟住就狂風雷敲，傾盆大雨，成間屋都震。
And then the next thing I heard was the wail of terrified children as my kids immediately leapt out of bed and tackled me into the ground before I could leave their room.
跟住咧，我就聽到小朋友尖叫，佢哋即刻彈起身，埋嚟攬住我，直情成個撲咗，我撲咗喺地下嗰度。
Now, just by coincidence, earlier that day, I had been reading from Genesis, the story of Noah's Ark and the flood.
好巧合，嗰一朝咧，我啱啱先至讀完挪亞方舟嘅故事。
And so as I was sitting there hugging my kids, I thought about that verse in Genesis chapter 7 that described the fall of the rain.
所以當我攬住小朋友嘅時候，我就諗起創世記第七章嗰段經文點樣形容落大雨。
Genesis 7:11, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of heaven were opened.
在創世記第七章第十一節說，在那一日，大淵的泉源都裂開了，天上的窗戶也敞開了。
And I thought to myself, well, isn't that such beautiful, poetic imagery?
我就心想，這句真是寫得好靚，好有詩意。
The springs of the great deep burst forth. What a spine-tingling way to describe rain falling from the clouds.
大淵的泉源都裂開了，形容雨可以形容到咁震撼，即係令人毛骨悚然。
And then, still sitting in the darkness, I started wondering, how do we usually talk about the world around us today?
跟住我喺黑暗入面就諗， 我哋平時係用啲咩形容詞嚟形容呢個世界嘅咧？
What words do we use?
用啲咩形容詞啊？你諗下。
Now we live in what we can call an age of science.
我哋而家活喺一個可以叫做科學時代嘅世界。
In the age of science, we're trained to view the world through a specific kind of lens.
在科學時代，我哋被訓練咗用一種特定嘅角度去睇呢個世界。
Now, science describes the world with the language of measurement and precision.
科學係用量度同準確性去描述世界。
When it storms outside, our weather forecast will say things like cold front and low pressure system and measure the rain in millimeters.
當外面傾盆大雨，天氣報告就會話有冷風同埋低氣壓，然後用毫米去量度雨量。
Our view of the world is governed by laboratories and scales and precision instruments.
我哋對世界嘅理解係俾實驗室、量度儀器同埋精密嘅科技主導住。
And if you think that I'm just exaggerating this, think about the kind of message that you receive from a new parent whenever a new baby is born.
如果你覺得我講得誇張嘅話，你諗下下次有 BB 出世嘅時候，啲爸爸媽媽係會點樣報喜嘅咧？
Born at 1:52 a.m., 3.44 kilograms, 52 centimeters long.
凌晨1:52出世，重3.44公斤，長52厘米。
Even in an act so sacred as creating life, we have a tendency to describe humans like objects to be measured.
就算喺咁神圣嘅生命诞生，我哋都习惯用数字嚟形容，好似件物件咁俾人度。
Now.I have nothing against science, and as our elder Sammy loves to say, he says this all the time in our Board of Elders meetings, he loves measuring things. But I want to ask, what do we lose when we view the world exclusively through a scientific lens?
當然我不是反對科學，就好像我們 Sammy 長老在長老議會經常都這樣說，他很喜歡量度數據，但我想問，如果我們只是用科學的角度來看這個世界，我們會失去了什麼呢？
Can you use the tools of science to observe spiritual reality?
你可不可以用科學儀器去測量屬靈的現實呢？
Can you fashion a sensor or a gauge that can detect God?
你可不可以整一個感應去偵測到上帝呢？
Can you provide for our hospital delivery wards an instrument that can measure the health of a human soul?
你可唔可以幫醫院設計一部儀器去測量一個人嘅靈魂健康呢？
And here at church on Sunday morning, in our weekly gatherings, can we use scientific tools to monitor the quality of our worship and fellowship?
在主日早上我們一起敬拜團契的時候，我們可不可以用科學的儀器去測度我們敬拜的質素呢？
Now, I wanted to share this psalm with you because this psalm invites us to consider some truths about our world that cannot be easily observed without the eyes of faith.
我今早想同大家分享呢篇詩篇，係因為佢邀請我哋思考關於世界嘅真理，而呢啲真理如果冇信心嘅眼睛，係我哋好難觀察得到嘅。
This psalm here is structured into three parts, and each part reveals to us a truth about our God.
呢篇詩篇分成三部分，而每一部分都向我哋揭示咗一啲關於上帝嘅真理。
Now this morning we will be focusing primarily on the first two parts.
今朝我哋主要集中喺头两部分。
So in verses 1 and 2 we read, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it."
第一二节嗰度讲到，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其中的，都属耶和华。
These verses reveal to us God's relationship with creation. It tells us.That he created everything.
呢幾節話俾我哋聽，上帝同創造之間嘅關係。佢話俾我哋知，佢創造咗一切。
Furthermore, in verse 2, "For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters."
第二節，他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。
Everything was formed by God.And has its being according to His design.
萬物都係由上帝創造，並且按照佢嘅設計而存在。
Now, when you go to school, your science teachers will teach you true and accurate things about your world.
而家小朋友翻學，科學老師就會教佢哋好多關於世界真實同埋準確嘅知識。
And that is a good thing. So I don't want you to think that I'm criticizing science or setting it up against faith.
呢啲係好事嚟嘅，所以唔好以為我係想批評科學或者將科學同信仰對立。
In fact, the other day, my daughter's friend taught me that the echidna and the platypus are the only two mammals in the world that lays eggs.
就前幾日啫嘛，我女嘅朋友咧就教咗我一樣嘢，原來刺猬同埋鴨嘴獸係世界上唯一兩種會產卵嘅哺乳類動物。
Science taught us that, and that's good and true and accurate information.
科學就係教咗我哋呢啲知識，呢啲都係好嘅、真實嘅、準確嘅資訊。
But because it is only one lens through which we can understand our world, science has its limitations.
但是科學只是其中一種去看這個世界的方法，所以它也有它的限制。
So for example, it can't tell us what scripture can tell us.
例如，它講不到俾我哋知道聖經講嘅嘢。
Who made the platypus?
鴨嘴獸係邊個做出嚟嘅咧？
Who designed the echidna with love and care?
刺猬係邊個用愛心精心設計嘅咧？
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Psalm 24 verse 1.
地和其中所充滿的，世界和住在其間的，都屬耶和華。
You see, beneath what we can see and observe in the physical world are foundational truths about our world which we can only know and believe on the basis of faith.
在我們眼睛看到、觀察到的物理世界底下，其實有更深層的真理，而這些真理只有透過信心的眼睛去認識和相信。
God created this world.
上帝創造這個世界。
God sustains this world.
上帝維繫著這個世界。
It's His world.
這個是屬於祂的世界。
And you are His creatures.
而你都是祂所創造的。
And whether you know it or not, all of our lives, all of creation is imbued with a spiritual reality which we don't often recognize or pay attention to.
無論你知唔知都好，我哋生命入面整個受造世界都係包含住一種屬靈嘅現實，但係好多時候我哋都無視咗佢。
Now this spiritual reality is not separate to the physical world, and it doesn't contradict the physical world.
呢個屬靈嘅現實唔係獨立於物理世界之外嘅，佢亦都唔會同物理世界矛盾嘅。
But in some ways, it's deeper and truer.
但係喺某啲方面嚟講，佢更加深奧，更加真實。
Unfortunately, in the way that we currently live, we are so good at understanding the physical that we often forget and ignore the spiritual.
但係可惜喺我哋而家文化入面，我哋好多時重視理解物理嘅定律，但係忽略甚至忘記屬靈嘅定律。
The American Christian author Rod Dreher.Describes the world that we live in as disenchanted.
美國基督教作家 Rod Dreher 形容我哋而家所生活嘅世界係一個失去神性感嘅世界。
He says, because we no longer view the world with enchantment, and by that he means with respect to spiritual truth, we have forgotten the answers to some very important questions of human life.
他說因為我們現在已經不再用敬畏的眼光去看世界，就是說我們不再尊重屬靈真理，以致我們忘記了去問人生最重要的問題。
These questions only the spiritual can reveal.
一些只有屬靈的角度才可以解答的問題。
Questions like, what is the meaning and purpose of life?
例如人生的意義和目的是什麼呢？
What is true worship?
什麼是真正的敬拜呢？
What is true fellowship?
乜嘢係真正嘅團契咧？
What does it truly mean to be a human being?
做人真正嘅意義係乜嘢咧？
Am I just a large bag of talking meat, or is there more to who I am than just these flesh and bones?
我只係一個識講嘢嘅皮囊，定係我有更加高嘅價值咧？
What is true love?
乜嘢係真愛？
The way that I feel in my heart.Towards my children, towards my wife, towards you all. Are they just chemical reactions, byproducts of oxytocin and dopamine and such and such?
我對我小朋友、對我太太、對你哋所感受嘅愛，係唔係只係一堆化學反應？係咪淨係荷爾蒙嘅副產品呢？
Or is there more to human relationships than just hormones and convenience?
定其實人同人之間嘅關係係超越荷爾蒙而有更深嘅意義嘅咧。
You see, only faith and scripture can answer these questions.
只有信仰同埋聖經可以回答呢啲問題。
Now speaking of hormones, when I was a kid, I went on a school trip to the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan, New York.
講開荷爾蒙，我細個嗰陣參加過學校旅行，去咗紐約曼克頓嘅自然歷史博物館。
And there was a girl in my class that I liked. Let's call her Kelly.
當時我就喜歡班上一個女同學，就叫她 Kelly 先啦。
We got off the bus, and our teacher lined us up in two lines to lead us around the corner to the entrance of the museum.
我哋落咗車，老師就叫我哋排兩隊，準備入去博物館。
I was in one line, and Kelly was in the other, about a few people behind me, kind of where Mark is sitting.
我排一行，跟住 Kelly 咧就排另一行，就喺我後面幾個位。
Now, through using my scientific powers of observation, I had observed that when other boys in the class did funny things, Kelly would laugh, and then she would smile, and then she would look at those boys with affection.
根據我嘅科學觀察咧，我發現當班上一啲男仔做啲搞笑嘅嘢嘅時候咧 ，Kelly 咧就會大笑。跟住就會微笑，跟住咧就會用一啲好欣賞嘅眼神望住嗰個男仔。
And so I had decided that I too will try to win Kelly's heart by being funny.
所以我就決定我都要做啲搞笑嘅嘢，去贏得 Kelly 嘅歡心。
I turn around to get her attention. Hey, Kelly, look at me.
係啦，咁我就擰轉頭咧就嗌話：，哎 ，Kelly， 睇下我。
And then I keep marching. I'm walking and I'm looking at her and making faces.
跟住我就一路擰轉頭，一路行，一路喺度做啲笑臉。
Now, Kelly did not smile at me that day.
嗰日咧 ，Kelly 冇笑。
In fact, she actually had a look of fear and concern on her face, and then started pointing at me.
跟住，但係佢反而咧係好驚咁指住我。
Watch out!
小心啊
！I turn around just in time to.Walk right into the brick wall of the Museum of Natural History and chip my front tooth right here.
我一轉身，啪一聲，直直咧就撞咗埋去自然歷史博物館縫磚牆，仲撞崩咗隻麥門牙。
Now I tell you this story because, to me, I think it illustrates really well what happens when you choose to ignore physical reality.
我同你講呢個故事，係因為我覺得呢個經歷好好咁表達咗忽略現實係會有咩後果。
See, the thing about reality is you can't make it go away.
現實呢一樣嘢，無論你點都好咧，你都唔可以令佢消失嘅。
Even if you have your eyes closed or your head turned to look at the pretty girl behind you,
就算咧你合埋雙眼，或者你成個人擰轉頭望住個靚女都好。
If there is a brick wall in front of you, you will walk into it, give yourself a concussion, and then swallow a piece of your tooth.
如果前面係有縫磚牆嘅話，你照樣係會撞埋去，撞到自己頭昏腦脹，可能仲要吞埋自己滿牙碎。
If you defy physical reality, you will face the consequences.
如果你違抗物理嘅現實，你係會付出代價。
So I want to ask, what happens?If you defy spiritual reality,
咁我想問，如果你違抗屬靈現實，會發生咩事咧
？What would happen if you close your eyes and turn your face away from the spiritual truth in front of you？
如果你合埋雙眼，對住眼前嘅屬靈真理都唔轉頭，咁會點咧
？What spiritual consequences might you suffer？
咁你會承受乜嘢屬靈嘅後果咧？
Now here in the second section of Psalm 24, which is in verses 3 to 6, is revealed for us another spiritual truth about God.
在詩篇24篇的第二部分，即是3至6節，它向我們揭示了關於神的另一個屬靈真理。
If verses 1 and 2 is mainly about God's relationship with all of creation, then this section here is mainly about God's relationship with human beings specifically.
如果第一、二節係講到神同整個受造世界嘅關係，而呢一部分咧就係特別講神同人類之間嘅關係。
So verses 3 to 4 say, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god."
喺第三、四節嗰度講到，誰能登耶和華的山？誰能站在他的聖所？就是守潔心清、不向虛妄起誓、不懷詭詐的人。
And so these verses here, they tell us that there are requirements for living a spiritually healthy life.
呢啲經文話俾我哋知道，要活出一個屬靈健康嘅生命係有要求嘅。
And specifically, that they tell us there are requirements for those who wish to live in fellowship with God.
他清楚說到想跟神建立親密關係的人需要符合某些條件。
Now in the Old Testament, the mountain of the Lord is a place that is meant to represent God's presence.
在舊約聖經裡面，耶和華的山是代表神的同在。
So for instance, it was on top of Mount Sinai where the Lord met Moses to pass along to Israel the Ten Commandments.
例如是在西乃山上面，耶和华在那里向摩西显现，将十诫赐给以色列人。
And the mountain of the Lord also refers to Mount Zion, the mountain in Jerusalem upon which God's temple stood.
耶和华的山也可能是指锡安山，即是耶路撒冷那座山，神的圣殿就在那里。
And so this is where God's people went to meet God.
那個地方正正就是神的子民去見神、親近神的地方。
And so this verse is effectively asking, who is worthy to meet God?
所以這一節其實是問緊誰個配得去見神。
Who may have communion with him?
誰個可以同神有親密的關係。
Who may be counted righteous before him?
誰個可以在神面前算為義人呢？
Who can be in right relationship with the creator of the world?
誰個可以同創造天地的主維繫住良好的關係呢？
And well, the answer is here in verse 4. The one who has clean hands and a pure heart.
答案就在第四節，就是那個守潔心清的人。
And so the spiritual truth given us here is that it is only those without sin who are worthy to be in right relationship with God.
經文告訴他知道，一個屬靈的真理就是只有無罪的人才可以跟神維繫良好的關係。
Now because we live in a world that is often blind and illiterate to the spiritual laws of the universe, we struggle to live with clean hands and a pure heart.
但是因為我們活在一個對屬靈法則又盲目又無知的世界，我們經常都難以保持守潔心清。
And we often deny and ignore the spiritual consequences of our actions.
同時我們也經常會否認或者忽視我們行為的屬靈後果。
If the earth belongs to the Lord, what do you think are the consequences for those who fail to live with clean hands and a pure heart?
如果地和其中所充滿的都屬耶和華，那你想想，那些沒有守潔心清的人，後果會是怎樣呢？
The scriptures tell us that one day there will be a final judgment and every man and woman will be called into account for the life they lived.
聖經告訴我們，有一天終極的審判是會來臨，每一個人都要為自己的生命負責任。
And on that day, you can be accounted spiritually healthy, or you can face the eternal, terrible, final spiritual version of my cracked, chipped tooth.
到到那一天，你可以被算為義，又或者你會面對一個永恆、恐怖、最終極版的撞爆牙屬靈後果。
And so this year, my desire is for all of us to live in sober view of spiritual reality.
所以我今年最大的盼望就是我們每一個人都可以對於屬靈的現實保持清醒的視覺。
And my prayer is that as God's people, we will be steeped in the scriptures, being shaped and disciplined by the word of God rather than the wisdom of the world.
我祷告作为神的子民，我们要沉浸在圣经里面，被神的话语去塑造管教，而不是被世界的智慧去影响。
May we see beyond the physical and may we live by faith.
愿我们不单只是见到物理世界，更是靠信心去生活。
And you know, this has always been the central aim of the Sunday school ministry, to teach them God's stories and instructions week after week so that they are formed not by the world, but by God's word.
这个一直都是主日学事工核心的目标，就是要每个星期不停地去教导神的故事和指引，让小朋友呢，他们不会被世界塑造，而是被神的话语去塑造。
And so let us grown-ups do the same.
让我们大人都一样。
Now, last year, I spent quite a bit of time discussing with various Sunday school teachers and youth leaders about the kind of challenges that we face in discipling our children.
過去一年，我花了不少的時間同不同的主日學老師同青少年領袖討論，我們培育下一代門徒遇到啲乜嘢嘅挑戰。
One thing that we felt God has really led us to think soberly about is the spiritual effects of living in a digital world.
其中一樣令我認為神帶領我哋要清楚思考嘅，就係活喺數碼世界對屬靈生命嘅影響。
And you know, we have taken it for granted that our lives are now comprehensively regulated by screens and by computers.
我哋而家慣咗被熒幕同電腦完全融入我哋嘅生活。
And our children have grown up in a world where virtual reality is treated the same as spiritual reality.
我哋嘅下一代所成長嘅世界係一個將虛擬現實當成屬靈現實嘅世界。
We communicate digitally through phone and through text in far more volume than we do physically.
我哋越嚟越少同人面對面交流，取而代之嘅係透過手機短信嘅溝通。
What are the spiritual consequences of this digital age that we live in?
咁呢個數碼時代裏面會有啲咩屬靈嘅後果咧？
What have we lost when we give up physical presence?
當我哋放棄同人面對面彼此臨在嘅時候，我哋到底失去咗啲乜嘢咧？
Can you truly worship God when your attention is given to the virtual world that your mobile phone connects you to?
當你專注力全部放喺手機接連嘅虛擬世界上面，你係咪真係可以敬拜神咧？
Can you truly fellowship with your church brothers and sisters when you are connecting yourself through social media and the internet to people that you aren't even in the same room with?
當你透過社交媒體同互聯網連接住根本唔喺同一個地方嘅人，你又可唔可以真正同教會嘅弟兄姊妹建立團契關係咧？
And so this year in Sunday school and 9 a.m. youth, I don't know if you guys have heard, by the way, we are challenging our classrooms to be completely phone-free.
所以今年喺主日學同青少年崇拜，我哋要接受一個挑戰，就係讓課堂完全冇手機干擾。
We want to model for our children the value of true presence.
我哋希望以身作則，教導孩子臨在真正嘅價值。
We want to be wholly present to give all of ourselves and our attention to the worship of God and to the fellowship of each other.
我哋要完全投入，將自己擺上，專心敬拜神，彼此團契，專心上教。
You can think of it this way. So in church, on Sundays, we want to be present in both the vertical and the horizontal dimension.
你可以咁諗，喺主日教會裏面，我哋需要有直向同埋橫向兩方面嘅臨在。
So vertically, looking up in worship of God.
所以直向我哋要專心仰望神，敬拜神。
And then horizontally, being completely attendant to each other in fellowship.
而橫向我哋要完全專注彼此，真誠團契相交。
And so I've written a pastoral note to the Sunday school ministry, and it will be made available to all teachers and parents explaining this in a bit more detail.
我已經寫咗一封主日學嘅教牧信，俾咗老師同埋家長，詳細解釋呢一個決定。
This year, I want to challenge us to make our physical practice of worship congruent to spiritual reality.
今年我想挑戰我哋每一個人，要讓我哋喺教會裏面實行真正嘅敬拜與屬靈現實一致。
Be present with each other every Sunday. Be undistracted.
每個主人都要真正嘅臨在喺彼此之中，不被干擾。
See how you spend your time here reflects your spiritual values.
你點樣運用你每個主日喺呢一度時間，正正就反映咗你嘅屬靈價值觀。
And so let me challenge us all then to give our entire focus to the Lord and to each other.
讓我哋彼此提醒，要將我哋全部嘅注意力擺喺神同埋彼此嘅身上。
And in this way, I pray that we will receive what is written here in verse 5.
咁樣，我祈求神，讓我哋得著詩篇24篇第五節所講嘅應許。
It says they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior.
他必蒙耶和華賜福，又蒙救他的神是他誠意。
Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we commit ourselves to you now. For all of us, the whole world, everything that we see and observe and walk through in our lives belongs fully to you. We belong to you. We repent and turn away from the times when we are distracted, from when we fail to live with clean hands and pure hearts, from the times when we fail to devote ourselves to you in worship and to each other in fellowship. We commit ourselves and our year to you now. Help us by your grace and in your spirit to worship you fully, being shaped and transformed by you, and also to love each other deeply and to be present with each other in fellowship and in word and prayer. In your son's name we pray. Amen.